Dominion Voting Systems sues Sidney Powell for defamation following election fraud claims. By Penny Starr on January 8, 2021. Dominion Voting Systems filed a lawsuit against pro-Trump attorney Sidney Powell on Friday for defamation after she alleged in numerous reports and interviews the company was tied to election fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The company is seeking $1.3 billion in damages. Forbes reported Dominion's attorney sent a cease and desist letter to Powell in December demanding she retract her knowingly baseless claims and said other suits could follow. While going after Powell was Dominion's first priority, the company has suggested it may file subsequent lawsuits against others who have spread the conspiracy theory. Dominion has sent letters warning of potential litigation to the White House, Fox News, Newsmax, One America News and a number of Trump-allied individuals, including his lawyer Rudy Giuliani, Rush Limbaugh, Fox News personalities Sean Hannity and Maria Bartiromo, conservative attorney Linwood and Melissa Carone, who Giuliani has pushed as a witness to the purported election fraud. John Poulos told Axios Monday, saying their legal efforts would be thorough and exhaustive. Poulos has also not ruled out that the company could sue Trump himself. "We're looking at everybody, every actor that has made these types of false allegations about us, and also the news media outlets that have allowed these allegations to be amplified, unfettered and unchecked," Dominion CEO Poulos said. The company later released this statement in support of its claim. Ms. Powell lied about the hand audits and recounts of paper ballots that conclusively disprove her claims. She lied about having a recording that does not exist. She manufactured, misrepresented, and cherry-picked evidence to support her false accusations and to conform to her false preconceived storyline. She disregarded and attacked the respected Republicans and election security experts who forcefully rebutted her false claims. And she proffered and misrepresented the obviously unreliable say-so of con artists, conspiracy theorists, armchair experts, and, by her own admission, the associate of a now-deceased Venezuelan dictator who was hostile to American democracy. "And when we put her on formal notice of the facts, told her Dominion employees were receiving death threats because of her false claims, and asked her to retract, she doubled down and continued with her media and fundraising campaign." Dominion's lawsuit follows employee Eric Coomer, who already sued the Trump campaign, Powell, Giuliani and other allies for defamation separately in December. That case is still pending. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to Starr@Breitbart.com.